Okay, welcome to Life Success, and we're going to talk about a subject that I thought would be helpful. Now, seeking inner peace, the calm, clarity, and contentment that we all come across. And despite how essential inner peace is, finding true happiness, many of us don't know where to start on this journey of personal growth and transformation. So let's look at these concepts of our individual journey of embracing and explored overall of 8 universal truths for inner peace. Now, our imagination often causes us to think negatively and suffering in reality, and we are not free if we cannot control ourselves. Everyone must choose one or two pains that really makes us feel regret when we don't really need to, but unfortunately we do it. No matter how anxious we may be, it won't change the course of events that are bound to happen. So when we comprehend the nature of existence, we require little material possessions in our lives to be happy, but we don't need to be. So everything appears challenging, but that is often the case. Anything new or unfamiliar. Appreciate what you already have and avoid running it by always yearning for what you lack. And that is probably the worst thing you can do, especially when you're depressed. And those who were seen dancing were thought to be insane. But let's dive in anyway. Now, number one, our imagination often causes us more suffering than reality does. This profound observation is human condition that we do all the time, points out like a neon sign that emotions we experience are not caused by external events, but by our own judgments and perceptions. Those events. So we can overcome these challenges by using cognitive behavioral therapy. Number two, we are not free if we cannot control ourselves. This is such a timeless insight that speaks to the importance of self-mastery. Living and fulfilling and meaningful life, self-control is the key component. However, it's our human nature. Freedom is not the ability to do whatever we want, but rather to the ability to control our own desires, impulses, and actions in accordance to reason and moral principles. So the idea echoed in many philosophical traditions and recognized the importance of self-discipline in achieving inner peace. Now, ability to control ourselves is fundamental, and achieving any other worthwhile goal, whether it be success in our career, personal relationships, or self-growth. Now, additional self-control means achieving social potential freedom, because a person who is lacking self-control is likely to be vulnerable in external pressures and manipulations, and therefore true freedom is any meaningful sense and flip side to a person who is mastering their own desires and impulses is better able to resist external and pressure and live a life that is greater eternity and authentic. So remember, the true freedom is a matter of your circumstances and possessions, but rather matter of internal discipline, self-mastery. Everyone must choose one of two pains, the pain of discipline and the pain of regret. We all have these. I know we all have setbacks and obstacles, but ultimately productive but leads to growth and accomplishments. But when you basically have these negative thoughts and perceptions, about losing someone to a tragedy. For example, someone close to you committed suicide. This pain can be much more intense and long-lasting, but you've got to lead to different concepts because it can lead to disappointments, frustrations, self-blame. So remember, these pains are discipline and necessary part of life. To embrace and avoid these damaging pain of regret, you've got to be kind to yourself. Number four, no matter how anxious we may be, it won't change the course of events that are bound to happen. So this is a great reminder to fertility of worry, the importance of living and present in the present moment, and the idea of rooted in the philosophy of Zen. Now, the Buddhism was quite onto it, and much of our anxiety and suffering arises from our perceptions to control and manipulate the future, which ultimately beyond control. This idea echoed in many philosophies and limits our human agency to importance of accepting and uncertainties of life. Now, number five, we comprehend nature of existence. We require very little material possessions to be happy. So why do we actually do it? That's a good question. Limitations of materials brings lasting happiness more so than just actually having items that you don't actually really need. Six. Now, we appear challenges that often cause anything new and unfamiliar. Now, we all go through these experiences, as whenever we start something new and familiar, we're unlikely to encounter difficulties and setbacks, but can be discouraging. It is easy to become frustrated and give up because we're scared to confront these. Now, appreciation what you already have and avoid running it, but always yearning for what you lack. Now, doing what you can is crucial by doing what purpose and being grateful for the items and contentment of the blessings and opportunities that you already have. Number eight, those who were seen dancing were thought to be insane, but really it wasn't. So remember, individually, perspectives are essential, rich of meaningful life. Be careful not to judge or dismiss others simply because of their experience or perspectives differ from you. Embracing the diversity of human experience, recognizing that the value and beauty, those who are able to hear the music and dance to their own tune. Now, conclusions. There are eight universal inner peace. Hope the examples and definitions of this guide can give as guiding stars to only journey to the inner peace, lighting the paths to life filled with serenity. Purpose, the unshakable calm resides within us. Now, I'd love to hear from you guys. These eight universal things that we all experience resonate strongly with you, and what current life circumstances you've been experiencing. Reflect on your personal quest for inner peace. What challenges or barriers have you encountered? I've encountered plenty of these in my lifetime, and I certainly had to learn from these experiences and grow from them. What have you grown in these experiences in life? I'd love to hear from you guys, and I will catch up with you guys on the next episode.